हेलो
हेलो
यस
Hi, this is Charlie William. I'm calling you from the security department of Master and Visa Card. How are you doing today?
Come on, my friend.
Well, we are getting this call because this morning we have received a transaction request of $1,200. And as I can see that the iPhone has been placed order from your end.
Come on, it.
Yes, ma'am. Please
I haven't. I haven't used
your
credit card at all today.
Okay, you're so sure about that? Or is there anyone in your family member who also holds your account?
No.
Okay, because ma'am, what has happened, we got a report from the ECSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center, that they have been figuring out that this could be the fraudulent transaction. Because
that
ma'am,
like
the payment has... Yeah, because ma'am, the payment has tried to be made from the different IP location. That means the person who is trying to, like, purchase through your identity is from the California and USA.
Oh my goodness, no, please cancel it.
Okay. Yeah, we are going to do that, ma'am. But the thing is, can I ask you a simple question, like, this morning, have you used your card or went to any online banking for any shopping or for any grocery stores?
Absolutely not.
Maybe anyone has got the information of your card details and they are trying to do something wrong. So what I'm going to do now in order to...
It's only my husband and I here and we're both just about 80, so...
Okay, you're so sure about this morning you have not did the transaction of $1,200, right?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, no worries, ma'am.
$1,200. I said, I wish we had $1,200, but we haven't.
Okay, what I'm going to do, whatever, ma'am, if you're not having $1,200, it's not a point. The point is, we have got the access of your information, right? And today we can cancel transaction request, but for the future, if tomorrow if we'll be having the $1,200, then they might have do something wrong with that, right?
Okay.
Because we have only got the request, so that means they have all the full details of you. So in order to go ahead and cancel this transaction request, ma'am, what I'm going to do, I'm just connecting you to the Australian Cyber Center, right? Who gonna cancel
this
transaction?
Which card is it on? I've only got a NAB and a Westpac.
Okay, you do one, right?
Which card was it?
Okay, I'm just hold the line, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yes. All right, yeah, just be there, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is David Mitchell, and I'm the senior security officer, and the call has been transferred to me now. Now, further, we're going to assist you, all right?
Really?
All right, so this is a call on the behalf of ma'am. We have received some couple of tablets trying to be ordered from your end today, and we are finding there are not such funds available on your account, but still there was some order tried to be made for a gift card, okay?
Okay. Certainly not more.
Alright. Because ma'am, these things, the transaction which was been made, these things have been tried to access over the internet. All the details was been tried to use over the internet, your information, ma'am, to order and purchase those gift cards from Apple Store. Like iTunes gift cards was been tried to order. And all the gift cards have been sent to United States of America. So you are not aware about that, right?
No way.
Alright. So have you used like your mobile phone recently, ma'am, in the last couple of days?
No, I haven't. I had cash today. I had to take my husband to the doctor. I didn't use the card, you know. From last time.
Yes.
I don't think I even was anywhere yesterday to use the card.
And what about the like grocery and the shopping store, ma'am? When was you have to purchase something?
I haven't done a grocery shop. I can't afford to.
All right. Because, ma'am, somebody has illegally misused your details. So that's the reason we are asking you such questions for investigation and a security purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, open the recorded line as you are the authorized person of this account. So we need to go ahead and block the payment and make sure that no funds might be get released out from your account. None of us can complain as well. Okay?
Which card is it from?
It's your debit card, ma'am.
Well, what is it? A Westpac card, an Air card, an ANZ card?
Yeah. It's your Westpac
card.
Card,
pardon?
Westpac debit card.
Westpac debit card. Okay. No, I think I've got $1.95 in my Westpac account.
All right. And did you remember, ma'am, and on your mobile phone, like you use all of your banking application or like you are just dealing with Westpac and the ANZ?
Westpac and NAB.
Westpac and NAB. And you got also a NAB app on your phone. And have you misplaced any of your NAB cards somewhere, ma'am?
No.
To get any website or you try to click any link on a computer, on an iPad?
No, look, I'm not savvy with all of that stuff. I'm too old.
Okay, I do understand. Because, ma'am, what those people did, they just try to get access somehow to your network, and on your internet network, they are getting all of your information, and they have shifted the country to some different organ, ma'am, to a different overseas location. And that might be the reason you could have not got any call or any messages about those transactions, ma'am. So this is the Australian cyber security, ma'am, who is working to find out the exact thing, like exactly what is going on and how it could be possible, right?
Yes, thank you.
Now, can you, you do have a Google on your phone, ma'am? Have you used a Google or a Safari on your phone?
I don't know how to do those things.
Okay, I will help you, ma'am. Don't worry about anything. On your mobile phone, can you see a speaker sign? You can see add call, dial, speaker, mute.
See, our phones aren't like that either. It's just a basic flip phone. We have, you know, we can't do any of that other stuff on it. I can't scan it.
Yep.
Scan an image, you know how they say scan this and that.
Yep.
I can't do that. All we do is make calls on this phone and receive phone calls.
Okay. All right, ma'am, not an issue. So the phone that you are currently using, like, is it a smartphone or like it's just a keypad system?
I've just told you, it's just a flip phone.
All right, it's a Telstra phone, right?
Pardon?
It's a Telstra. Yeah, like you got it, ma'am, or you got the numbers there?
It's just a normal phone, no anything else. I can't
all
get
right. You can
pictures
see
or enlarge things or see, you know, images like I do on lots of things. We just make messages, make phone calls. I send a few messages and we receive calls.
Okay, like it's not a touch screen phone, it's not a smartphone, right?
No, it's not. Anyone sends me something and it like that, it just cannot enlarge it and it just goes by the by.
Okay, ma'am. Now, on your mobile, received any messages recently from NAB or Westpac?
I haven't received anything. No, not at all.
Not today, but before?
No, I haven't. No, everything has been okay. I mean, my Westpac, I had a fraudulent dealing on it, and I'm still waiting for credit on that. That's all.
Okay. Because, ma'am, you got a Westpac card, a debit card, which is starting up with 5163, the first four numbers on your card, right?
I don't know. I'd have to have a look.
Just have a look, because we need to cancel this card, ma'am. Because multiple times this card has a debit card. 5163.
Hang on. Yeah, that's correct. 5163.
All right. And the NAP, and apart from the website, like you don't have any debit card, right?
No, I've got a a NAB card. It just is a NAB Visa card.
NAB Visa. That's the only thing we got. It's 4-4-6, ma'am.
Pardon?
Is the card number starting off with 4-6-2-2?
No.
This is not the exact card with the NAB, right?
NAB is 4017.
4017. Is it a credit card or like it's a debit card, ma'am? Wait, don't worry. 4017, right, ma'am.
I'm
putting this piece of the security server on the NAB, right? The NAB,
I use it like to pay for my groceries, that sort of thing, that's it.
And did you get, read out the PIN number of this card to anyone, ma'am?
No.
Okay, wait. Because right now we will be cancelling those transactions, the gift card which was been ordered behind you, ma'am, without your permission. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the both of the cards that you bought, ma'am, we will be providing you the new card. From the beginning, ma'am, can you tell me, when your Western card was been tried to targeted, at that time, what was your available balance? How much funds do you have get lost?
No, I didn't catch what you were saying. Sorry, how much was?
As you have been targeted the card earlier, right? Your Vespa card has been tried to fraud once, right, ma'am?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and
so how much did you lose?
Hang on and I'll tell you.
All right.
I've got to find glasses. My goodness. I told you I'm nearly 80.
All right, sorry, ma'am. Don't be rushed. Slow down. Take your time.
Okay. There was one or two of them on the 2nd of the 12th was Union Australia Proprietary Limited for $183.69, and on the same day was Anaconda for
$74.98. All right.
And I asked them quite a while ago to credit that, but they haven't done anything either, the Westpac. And I sent another message this morning. Mm-hmm.
All right, wait. I'm calculating this funds, ma'am, okay?
Pardon?
Wait, ma'am.
Can I go on?
$270 has been misused of your, right? You have lost $270 from your rest.
Oh, whatever that comes to, yeah, $183.69 and $74.98. So $75, yes. Yep.
Okay, now, apart from that, it's 183. The first transaction was 183, right, ma'am?
Yeah, 183.69.
Okay. 183.
And Anaconda was 74.98.
Okay. And on your NAB card, what is the balance that you got there, ma'am, on your NAB?
They're both in debt. The check account and my PIN card, they're both in debt.
All right. What is the balance that you got on your NAB Visa card?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, do you know the available balance on your NAB account, your NAB card, the 4017 card?
Well, as I said, it's in debt. I don't think there's any limit on it otherwise.
Yeah, what is the, I'm not asking it. What are the remaining balance that you got, the closing balance?
That I haven't written that down.
You got a statement somewhere?
No.
You don't have a NAB statement?
No.
All right. It might be $1,000, $2,000 according to you, ma'am? Like $1,500,
$900, $800,
or more than that?
Do you mean what's overdrawn? Overdrawn on the check account is 800 and something.
Okay.
But on the
On the credit card, what is the balance that you got?
As I said, it's minus. I haven't got the computer on at the moment. I think it's something in around only $46 in arrears.
Okay. No need to worry. Now, and on your NAB debit card, how much balance do you got, ma'am?
Well, I just told you both of them. That's all I've got, a check account and that pink card that I can draw out of. The check account is overdrawn by 800 and something.
Okay, and what is the balance on your check account, ma'am?
That's what I'm telling you. It's overdrawn by 800 and something dollars. So that's the balance to my idea, I would think.
No, no, ma'am. That is the money that you have withdrawn. But there was some funds.
No, I have not withdrawn that money. You're not getting what I'm saying.
Right?
I have not withdrawn that money. Someone has tried to take it out, and I'm saying the money wasn't there for them to get it.
All right, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. Because somebody has illegally made distance from your NAB account as well. Your Westpac debit card was been also involved. So not an issue, ma'am. We will be going ahead and canceling each and every transaction. And the cards, both your Westpac and your NAB card, will be get secured, okay? And you will be getting a new card, ma'am, within 2 or 3 days. All right?
Thank you.
So, ma'am, the computer that you got a computer at your home, right?
Yes.
All right. When did you last use the computer? Is it possible for you, like, you can turn it on right now?
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to do anything. You are getting me wrong, ma'am. What I'm going here to do on the computer, ma'am, you will be checking the things, what is changes, the IP address of your location of your network, and you will be reporting a cyber crime activity on the Australian Cyber Security Portal now. That's the reason I asked you to turn on the computer. Okay?
Are you sure you're for real, ma'am?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. If I'm not a lizard person and you are telling me such details, I will ask you each and everything, ma'am, but I'm just trying to save you from those hackers because you have been already, we can also see in the security portal, you have been already targeted by those hackers, ma'am. And as you see, ma'am, $800 was been also tried to withdraw without your permission.
That $800 comes out, but the money wasn't there. No, there's things that should come out every month, and then the money is not there, it's short, okay? Okay,
I'll put the phone down, all right?
No, it's not
there. Just put the phone and talk to me slowly, ma'am. Don't do the rush, okay? Long time, I will not take your much time, ma'am. As you are 80, so I don't want to harass you, I don't want to hassle you, ma'am. But the
no,
thing
no,
is
no,
that...
I said, I've got to put it down because I'm offline at the moment.
I want you to be targeted if you're in your journal, ma'am, by those people, okay?
There's no internet. You all have to have like the same. You buy so much every month. It's not as though it's passing like I used to have where we used to live.
All right.
And it takes a while.
All right, ma'am.
It says it's connecting.
You got a Wi-Fi at your residence, right?
Yeah, but it's
all right,
it's
ma'am.
Not
I'm holding the line for you. You can also have a glass of water, ma'am, if you want. Keep the phone on speaker.
yeah.
All right, ma'am. Wait.
I'll see how it goes.
Make sure whenever you call the... Wait for a moment, because we will be, somebody has been trying to use your network. And now apart from you, like there is no other person who also have a...
Yeah, okay, so our check account is $830.85 overdrawn. Okay, did you get that? Hello? Hello?
All right. Now,
did you get that?
And can you see the remaining balance there, the available balance?
There's no available balance.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Yes,
can you hear me?
I've told you 4 times, yes.
Okay, there is no available balance. You have with. All right, not an issue, ma'am. All right. Now, close all everything. Yeah, login into your account.
I'm into the net at the moment.
Sorry. Now, close all the pages. Don't log into your account. Log out, okay?
Oh, okay. Righto. I've logged out.
Okay. Log out from now. Don't log in. Log out from there now.
Yep, okay.
All right. Now, can you see the Google, ma'am? Okay.
No.
Can you see the Google search over there on the computer?
No.
Google search?
No.
On that, ma'am, just simply type there MY.
I don't know what a Google client is, I'm sorry.
Mine.
Pardon?
Then number one, P, country address, and check. No need to read out or spell. Just have a look for your
No, I don't follow you. I don't.
Can you see the Google search?
No, I can't. That's what I'm saying. I can't.
Can you
hear me? All I. No, I can't believe this phone call, Gary. I can't follow
can
you and
Google?
I don't know what. No, I can't.
Can you see Google?
I am not
computer?
Very computer literate, my friend. All I know is just what I have to do.
Wait, ma'am.
No,
I'm calling you up because the... I understand, ma'am. Yes. Can you tell me you think that... Ma'am, let me speak.
Say it again.
Now?
I can hear you, but I didn't catch what you said.
All right. Can you see a Google on your...
No.
Can you see Google on the computer? Google, the internet browser?
No, I know
Google?
What you're saying. No, I can't.
You cannot see Google on the computer like you use for the internet?
No.
Okay, wait. Look on the desktop, you see?
Pardon? All I see is...
What can you see on the computer screen, ma'am?
Search the web and it gives me my wristband and my nab.
What can you see over there?
Oh, heavens, I'm telling you. Sorry, look, thank you for your help, but I just cannot keep going. Sorry.